As I look at Christendom all over the world, this question that Jesus Christ asked, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? My conclusion as I look at the body of Christ, Christians generally, from what I see, not many people understand why God gave us Jesus. Not many people understand grace. I'm looking at a title of a message, a title, Understanding Grace for Salvation. Understanding grace for salvation. And it's a Bible study. So try and listen very carefully. I've read books, grace. Until there is argument, grace. We are under grace. Do we still pay tithe? We are under grace. We're under grace. Should you still tell us how to dress? We're under grace. Why are you giving us law, 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 law? We're under grace. And this grace, the understanding of grace, has been so presented until grace is no longer presented and associated with the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Grace. And until salvation has been so misrepresented, until somebody was telling you, say after me, I give my life to Christ. So. Say it after me. Say prayers. Did you say it? Now you are born again. Now just join. Once you say it, you are born again. Now leave. I had another preacher that says, yes, now under grace, if you see me committing sin, it's not me, it's the old me, it's the real me. I am already saved. I am already in heaven. This one here, we die here. The real me is going to heaven. And so grace is grace, is grace, is grace. No wonder Jesus said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This rapture will take place, and the people that will be most affected will be church members. The preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ is misunderstood. Grace is misunderstood. And I have a body in this afternoon to let you understand grace. And I pray that God will fulfill my heart desire and cause me to say it in a way that somebody will take eternal destination more seriously than many of us are doing. I want to say it in such a way that you will understand salvation beyond being a church member. I want to say it in such a way that you will understand salvation beyond being a church worker. Beyond paying your tithes and your offering, it's deeper than that. The Bible, Jesus himself says, search the scriptures. In them you think you have life. He said, but they are they that testify of me. And Apostle Paul says, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The problem we have in Christendom is a faith without root. Let's read some scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 17, for instance. Verse 7 and verse 8. He said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be, listen, he shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh. Fire will soon come upon this earth, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The green leaf there is a fellowship. You will not lose your fellowship when you are rooted. And Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 37 verse 31. Isaiah 37 and verse 31. It says, and the remnant, that is the elect, that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root. Where? Downward, deep, deep, deep in the depth of revelation, and bear fruit upward. What that scripture lets us understand is your Christian life that people see is a reflection of how deep you are rooted in the revelation of the word of salvation. See? And so in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7, is re-emphasized. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. How? Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. The prayer of Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14. If you read it up to verse 19, we're going to read some scriptures. Oh, I'll make references to them so that you can go study, for those of you who study your Bible. This is Apostle Paul telling the Ephesian church, for this cause I bow my knees. Watch the language. It's the language here. That's why I want us to really read for emphasis. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Lord, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read it first. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. This is the prayer, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Revelation. That ye be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. May be able to understand, comprehend with all sense, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. The emphasis there is being rooted. When you are rooted, then you will know the length, the breadth, and the width of the love of God for us. The depth. And you cannot know unless you are taught. Unless you are taught. That's why among the fivefold ministry are teachers. If you go to Acts chapter 8 from verse 26, let me just make reference. You can read it. If you read it, hallelujah. Philip had just finished his crusade in Samaria, and the Spirit of the Lord translated him to meet a eunuch from Ethiopia who was passing by and was reading the scriptures. And he came to a portion where he was reading Isaiah 53 concerning the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And as the Spirit of God directed him, you see, this is somebody who wanted to know God. That's why he was studying. And Philip asked him, do you understand what you are reading? The man said, I don't know. Is this man talking about himself, or who is he talking about, the writer of this place? And Philip asked him, do you understand? And he said, how can I understand except there's somebody to teach me? Oh, glory be to God. So, and that is why God has set aside teachers. Unfortunately, the prophetic gift has taken more prominence in ministry than the teaching gift, because we are overwhelmed with problems. And many of us don't know that these problems that Satan gives us is nothing but a digression, a diversion, so that you will not have time to study. You can never have faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And if you don't have place yourself where the unadulterated word of God is preached, you will never have revelation. And without revelation, it is impossible to please God. See? Praise the Lord. And I've known that in the denominations, many sincere people are there. That's why William Branham kept saying that people mistake him for the way he was condemning the denomination. He said it is not the people he was condemning. It is that devilish system that cages the children of God there. The people there are not of the devil. It is the system that is of the devil. Does somebody understand me? God did not give us a denomination. And every denomination has her own articles of faith, have their own leadership, have their own way of have their own way of producing their ministers, have their own way of serving God. No matter how you show them the Bible, because they are in a cage, simple water baptism, correct water baptism, if their general overseer does not see it, they will never see it. That is why that system is of the devil, because it does not make room for revelation. But there are many sincere people there. I preached a message in Italy. I've given this example several times. Some time ago, three of them, were sitting in front like this. And I began to tell them how that under grace, a woman cannot wear trousers, wear earring, wear all those. And as I'm saying this, I am talking to the elect of God. Jesus says, He said, you cannot hear my word because you are not of God. He that is of God, he heareth us. Yes. A sister posted something on her Facebook, a picture, a prominent sister in this church posted something in her Facebook for the whole world to see. Church, listen. People coming here don't conclude everybody looks like a saint sitting down here. Many of us have dual personalities. The personality you know when it is time to go to church, and the other personality is in the Facebook. And dressed with earring and all the bangles and all the chain. And the sister told me, she asked her, but you are a member of the church, why are you dressed like this in your profile that I see in your WhatsApp? He said, I know how to take worship my God. Now, a weak person that comes close to such a sister will now begin to be corrupted by that unconverted spirit. And yet they are here with us. I am telling you, church, I have not shown to declare the wholesome truth of word of God. But you have a responsibility to accept and act on it or throw it away. But I will never stop. I will continue to talk. I will continue to talk. Nothing will stop my mouth. And when I hear like this, I will come and say, I heard that you are a hypocrite. And the person is watching me now, they see you. When they were dancing to put offering here, I saw you. You two came here and dropped offering. In this church. But it's okay. We all have our different time. The evidence that you are a seed of God is that you are still here. Those who are not, they don't like to hear the kind of thing, they will run away. The only thing is that you are only being stubborn. And don't let God use iron hand on you. They are the ones I pity. When God will get rough with you, for Jesus said, you cannot kick against the pricks. It's a stone. You kick on him, now you the thing will pay. I'm saying this for us to understand the seriousness of salvation that many of us don't seem to know. Now those sisters sitting down there in Italy, Milan, and they asked me a question. Show me where it's written in the Bible that women should not wear trousers. I asked them, if I show you, will you stop wearing trousers? Because they were sitting down painted with all those nonsense they put on their body. And he said, hallelujah. Will you? She said, of course, if it's in the Bible. And I opened the scripture and I proved it. And they opened their eyes, their mouth. Huh? They were looking at it and said, this is in the Bible. Now they have been going to some church. The pastor has been collecting tithe and offering. Even water baptism, they don't know it is in the Bible. Of course, if they are attending Abel Damina's church, will they ever be baptized? Who believes that baptism has expired? And I said, now that you see it, will you still wear trousers? And they all chorus said, no, we will not wear it. We didn't know it was in the Bible. But I hope they will not go and meet Christ Embassy pastor that has sweeter mouth than my own, that will give them back the trouser to wear. But I know their seat. They caught it. They didn't catch it by sweet mouth. They caught it by the word of God. And when you catch a revelation by the word of God, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And that's why we emphasize it. This brother that just called now, Brother Chooks. See, wherever his own are, the Lord told me a few days ago that I should stop looking only at the people sitting down here. He said, our members are worldwide. He told me not to play, downplay the effect of the bright television. And that's why I believe with the whole of my heart that every one of you supporting this ministry, this medium, this timely technology, you are in the perfect will of God. It is a fertile ground you are sowing. You don't know the effect of your offerings. He said he was coming home from Germany and he kept hearing in his spirit, you are going to buy Bright TV decoder for a couple. He didn't know who he was going to meet. He landed in Nigeria and went to Agbo. He got to Agbo, and as he came out of the vehicle going where he was going, the sole of his shoe removed. And he was wondering, which kind of thing is this? He has been wearing this shoe. And this shoe is not made in China. The shoe made in Aba is stronger and better than the shoe made in China. I hope you know. I hope you know. Made in Aba, the shoe is better, stronger, because it is made for Nigerians by Nigerians. We know that we don't have a car, so we use our leg so much, so we take that into consideration. And this is true, just pull off. According to him, he said, he was wondering, okay, let him take Okada and go to a cobbler. He will ask Okada to take him to any cobbler they know. And as he stood for Okada, an Okada man stopped. And it is a man he had known years ago. And he was there, he said, eh, Chooks, where did you carry you come? That was Chooks you are watching on the screen, I think. He said, how come? And that is how they took him, they fixed it. He said, no, you must know my house. You are here, you must know my house. And that is how they ended up in the house. And right there he began to preach. He said an anointing came on him. And he began to preach to them. Where do you worship? It's one of the popular churches. We cannot find trouble today. What, I know the name of one of the popular churches that is everywhere. The Geo boasted that how many thousand churches they planted even during the COVID-19 around the world. Now, and he began to show him salvation from the scripture. And the wife, an active member of that church, kept saying, but I've been going to church, I never had this before. And she broke down and knelt down there and was crying for God to have mercy on her. So this is how she would have died and gone to hell. And she repented and asked, so how do we do? Another problem I have now is my husband. Although we go to that church, but my husband is a drunkard. And he turned and faced him. God used our brother. Amen. And they all gave their life to Christ. Church, you may be a church member and may not be a member of the body of Christ. You may be a member of your church and your pastor may know you, but you may not be a member of the spiritual body of Christ, and Christ may not know you. So what does it profit you? So when I say they gave their life to Christ, so that you understand that they were not Christians, but they were church members of a church. Then he told them, have you heard of Bright Assembly Church? They said, no. Oh, you don't have Bright? This is how our brother went and bought a decoder to fulfill what he received in Germany. Bought the television, and bought a generator for them. Amen. And it is that same woman that paralyzed and God brought back to life. My emphasis is, amen, that she needed a teacher to understand salvation, because she's going to church because she wants to make it to heaven. You are in a church, Pride Assembly Church, you are listening to me, wherever you are listening to me from, because you want to go to heaven. You want to be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. And but take note, without revelation, you can never get there. Those that are justified shall live by faith. The Bible says so. That the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is revealed from faith to faith. Apostle Paul says so. Isaiah called it precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For remember, Proverbs chapter 4, let's read it. From verse 14. Let's read it up to verse 22 for emphasis, please. It says, enter not into the path of the wicked. And when he said the wicked, he's not talking about armed robber. He's not talking about 419 Yahoo Yahoo. not talking about, we are talking about the worldly way. This world has her God that decides how they live their life. Don't live your life that way. And go not in the way of evil men, verse 15. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. He's not talking about shrine. It's a lifestyle. For these worldly people, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And such people are even in the church. And their sleep is taken away. They don't sleep unless they cause somebody to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more, prefect upon prefect, faith upon faith, faith to faith, revelation to revelation, deeper and deeper unto the perfect day. And verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Then he said, my son, this is the Spirit of God talking. Attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. When you do that, for they are life, eternal life. Life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word of God is a light. When the Bible says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel, what he's saying is we should go and shine the light in darkness. That's like that song that says, all ye saints of light, proclaim. Proclaim Jesus, the light of the world, life and mercy in his name.
Oh, Jesus, the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we walk in the light.
Study to show thyself approved. The reason is because Apostle Paul says, since you were a child, he said, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Study because it's not every scripture that has salvation virtue. Know which scripture to major on. When a pastor says his ministry is for prosperity, is it prosperity of the soul or prosperity of acquisition of property on earth here? We will enjoy it, but what are you majoring on? What are you concentrating on? Therefore, listen. John 1:17, it says, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? By who? By Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 and verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is this grace we want you to understand that came by Jesus Christ. Now, this grace, hallelujah. What is the meaning of grace? Grace is a divine ability to do something. Listen. It's a divine ability to do things, and a divine enablement to do something that ordinary people cannot do, except it is divinely given to you. And this divine ability is both physical and spiritual. Therefore, when you say grace, have that at the back of your mind. Hallelujah. There is the grace, physical grace, an ability, a talent that you have. Have you seen somebody without going to school looking at you can draw you an artist? He didn't go to school. It is a grace. There are people that have skill, JJ Okocha, what he does with his leg. You try it, your leg will break. He didn't go to learn it. If he go to learn it, then other people too will learn and have that ability. There are people that have the voice to sing. They did not go to acquire that voice. They stand like this and they begin to write songs and begin to give it all the lyrics and put music to it. It's a grace. Praise the Lord. A divine ability. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But there's also a grace to live a life of righteousness that leads to salvation. Do you understand me? There is a grace that is a divine ability to live a life that is pleasing before God so that you make it to heaven. The grace for salvation that leads to eternal life. It is also a grace. So when you say grace, 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 amen. Now there is also the spiritual grace that does not lead you to salvation, but it is also spiritual. It is known as spiritual gifts. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. There are people that are born from their mother's womb as prophets. Since they were small, before they know who Jesus is, they see vision. And anything they see come to pass, it is divinely given to them. But that is not evidence that you are a child of God. That is why you must understand grace. Nobody is born a child of God like that, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We came to this world sinners, condemned to death. But God has divinely given people talents, gifts. He given even to the rebellious. Psalm 68 verse 18 says so. Given his gifts to all men, even to the rebellious, even to those who will not keep his commandment, even to those who hate him, even to those who are using it to make money. He will give them that gift to cast out devils, to prophesy, and it will come to pass. It's a grace, it's a spiritual grace. 9 of them. There are people that speak in tongues, but they are not converted. There are people that cast out devils, and the devil will go. But they themselves, they are devil in another realm. So that you understand, hallelujah, that there is a grace. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 says so. That's the grace that leaded to salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The grace that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. It is this grace I want to cause us to understand. And it is a Bible study that requires a lot of study, a lot of patience. Grace, grace is what we shall be talking about in the next service. This is introduction. Don't miss that service. Let's hear the musician tell us about that grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet, how sweet the sound, the Savior.
Grace, 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 grace,
grace
freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see His face, will you this moment His
together for our God. Hallelujah. The continuation of this powerful message will continue next week Sunday. Please don't miss it, because it's only the grace of God that will see us through this beautiful year, and the Lord will help us to key in next week Sunday in the name of Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Okay, church, let's take quickly these written testimonies and take announcements. Amen. This is from our brother, Bro Austin. Bro Austin says, praise the Lord. My name is Bro Austin. I want to thank God for what He did in my life and family this year 2020. That was last year. Say, I am thanking God for His protection, healing, provision, and deliverance upon my family despite the challenges of the year 2020. God still saw us through. I also want to thank God because among my prayer requests, God answered two. I was able to pay my house rent as at when due and without stress. So finally, I want to thank God for the deliverance He gave me through Pastor Moses Alu during the December meeting camp. Our brother, because of all this he the Lord have done for him, this is the beginning of the year, to pay his house rent is marvelous. He's thanking the Lord with a sum of 2,000 naira. And as the prophecy have comfort, may you join to be among the house owners this year in the name of Jesus. Okay, we have another testimony from our brother, Bro Caleb Ara. He said, I made a vow in this altar that if God brings back my family back safely from the village, I will give